Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. News and comment. The Danish government wants to ban the Islamic call to prayer. News. Several Danish media outlets report that the new Danish government wants to ban the Islamic call to prayer, azan, in public. Minister of Immigration and Integration Morten Bødskov states, according to several Danish media, that the call to prayer, quote, does not belong in Denmark, end quote, and, quote, you must not be in doubt that you are in a suburb of Islamabad or that you are in Denmark, end quote. Comment. Denmark has just gotten a new left-wing government, but this continues the same anti-Muslim policies that previous governments have pursued. This indicates hostile foreign policies such as support for the war in Iraq and Afghanistan and the genocide in Gaza. And it includes anti-Muslim domestic policies such as bans on the niqab and bans on prayer at universities and high schools. The Islamic call to prayer is known for its beauty, and it is precisely this that bothers politicians. Islam is beautiful, and it is in harmony with human nature. It is a complete contrast to liberal Western ideology, which is inhuman and which leads people deeper and deeper into a moral abyss. This panic over thousands of people in the West converting to Islam, while more and more people turn away from capitalism and Western ideology, makes Western politicians more and more desperate. With their own hands, they are driving one nail after another into the coffin of liberalism. While they claim to support freedom, they continuously restrict Muslim rights and ban demonstrations in support of Palestine. While they appeal to humanism, thousands of children in Gaza are killed. This policy of bans, which characterizes Europe in general, is a sign of Islam's irresistible strength and the imminent collapse of Western ideology. In desperation to fight Islam, it undermines its own foundation. It is a clear surrender to Islam's intellectual superiority. Written for the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir by Taymullah Abu Laban. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.